From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands crowd into downtown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to see and hear Pope Francis. I'm David Byrd reporting. Speaking at the World Festival of Families, the pontiff told those gathered that families have citizenship which is divine. He said the identity card is given to them by God so that within the heart of the family, truth, goodness, and beauty can grow. Earlier, at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, the Pope urged the country's immigrants, especially the large Catholic Hispanic population, not to lose faith when facing hardship.
Do not forget the lessons you learned from your elders, which are something that may enrich the life of this American land.
Francis also celebrated Mass and then visited with seminarians and with people with developmental difficulties. Sunday's schedule sends the Pope to the Kerr and Fromhold Correctional Facility, where he'll meet with inmates. At 4 p.m., Francis will celebrate Mass that is expected to draw roughly 1 million people to downtown Philadelphia. It's the final major event before the pontiff returns to Rome. Millions of Muslims embarked on the final day of the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia Saturday, as the death toll from Thursday's stampede there reached 769. Saudi Health Minister Khalid Al-Faleh said that 934 people were injured in the crush at Mina on the outskirts of the city of Mecca. Iranians comprise the largest group of deaths identified so far, 136. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States sees a major opportunity ahead in diplomatic talks to end the bloodshed in Syria and in Yemen.
I view this week as a major opportunity for any number of countries to play an important role in trying to resolve some of the very difficult issues of the Middle East.
Kerry spoke following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, ahead of the opening of the annual UN General Assembly debate on Monday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. In his address Saturday to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Xi said that China will aim to increase its total contribution to the global assistance fund to $12 billion by the year 2030. On Friday, the United Nations set a goal of ending extreme poverty by 2030 and said that that effort could require up to $5 trillion of assistance each year. Croatia has been transporting asylum seekers to Hungary and is demanding that Serbia follow suit instead of busing them to Croatia. Visiting the Croatian border crossing of Strosenci Saturday, Interior Minister Ranko Ostojic said that it would be easier to send the asylum seekers directly to the Hungarian border or to a reception center in Serbia.
There is a lot of people on the Serbian side. My opinion is, you know, that this is torture for the people. It's much easier, you know, to send them on the border cross or in Horgoš or on position in the reception center what they have in Principovac.
About 3,000 migrants and refugees were stranded Saturday in Strosinci. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Niger surrendered Ahmad Al-Fakhi Al-Mahdi, also known as Abu Turab, to the court on Saturday. The suspect is accused of intentionally orchestrating attacks on the sites in 2012. Extremists who considered the structures as totems of idolatry were driven out nearly a year later by the French military. And more than 2 billion people will have the opportunity early Monday to witness a rare celestial event when a so-called supermoon combines with a total lunar eclipse. The moon will enter the Earth's shadow and start to turn a copper-red color shortly after 1 hour UTC. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.